Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. Today is Monday, which means a couple of things. First and foremost, it means we've got a great episode coming tonight of our beloved game. I can't wait to dig into this. We're going to get to see if the rest of the players on our team this season can uphold what Braden Bowers built. He is no longer in the game. Will they be able to deliver the same high-level performance that we can now expect from someone like Braden? I hope. We'll find out. But that's not what we're here to do today.
I think they will.
I think they will, too. I think there's some players on the team that we haven't really got to see shine yet because Braden was taking up so much of the spotlight. I think we're going to see some astounding stuff. But right now, what we're about to talk about has nothing or very little to do, I should say, with this season of Bachelorette. It has to do with all the podcasts out there. This is digging deeper. We have some incredible clips that Dark Seeker has gone to great lengths to cull from around the nation of all the various podcasts. We've got clips from Bachelor Happy Hour, the new Happy Hour, of course, with Grocery and Serena. Their guest was none other than the Golden Bachelor himself, Gary Turner. Some interesting things to say there. We got some clips from Bachelor Happy Hour, Almost Famous Crossover, talking about Ben Higgins, talking about grocery and the drama of Bachelor Happy Hour and the changeover with the hosts. We, of course, have clips from Vial Files with guest Natalie Joy. And in these clips, the Great One is revealing some very interesting tea. Definite contract violations going on all over the place. We also then have some clips from She's All Batch to round this out. And the guest was Sierra Jackson. You may remember her from Bachelor season 26. And all I can say in these clips is every clip is a contract violation, a significant one.
Whoa.
And we are getting all kinds of tea about her rivalry with Cassidy Timbrooks. We are getting all kinds of tea about her time on Paradise and perhaps the true nature of Michael Olio, which is not not necessarily on the up and up. So
she's
stick around. Yeah, she is definitely coming for Olio. That's all at the end of this digging deeper. But let's get it started. Are you ready, Pace Case?
I think so. I'm nervous.
This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, this first clip we got is coming to us from Bachelor Happy Hour from July 19th. The guest, again, was the Golden Bachelor, Goldini, the Golden One, whatever we want to call this guy. His real name is Gary Turner. In this first clip...
You mean Oldini?
Oldini, yes. Old Goldini. Gold Oldini. You tell me.
Oldini.
You tell me, is it Oldini or is it Goldini? Or is it Gold Oldini or Old Goldini? You can put a beat to that.
That's the Poetry Lounge.
It truly is. In this first clip, Gary reveals how he became the Senior Bachelor, and Grocery has a very interesting comment in response. Here we go.
The ad for the Senior Bachelor came on, and I looked at it, and my girl said, well, give it a try. And like I said, it was like I had nothing going socially, kind of probably feeling sorry for myself a little bit. And I answered it, and, you know, I got a call back. I had a few Zoom calls and so forth. Well, and of course, then it died because of COVID. So.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess this has been going on. Once COVID hit and it kind of just like died down, did you think that was it?
I did. Yeah. In fact, I recall, you know, kind of waiting and I had a phone number for one of the producers at that time. And I finally sent him one last message, and I included a picture, and I said, who wants to be the first Senior Bachelor? This guy. And I think the message back was something like, okay, we've all been released from responsibility. It doesn't look like the project is going to happen now. And that was it.
Then
fast forward 2+ years to February of this year, when I get a call, and I mean, that one was out of the blue.
Yeah.
But anyway, I get the call. Are you still interested? And at first I said, no, as I'm over it, I'm good to go. I'm fine. And the conversation kind of, quite honestly, I didn't want to hang up. I wanted to see, you know, how the conversation would develop and evolve. And lo and behold, I probably was pretty easy to be talked into it.
Got it.
And, you know, so that was the slippery slope's first step.
So you got produced.
It depends on who you wind up being, and it depends on if you got produced.
So you got produced. Another classic.
Yeah, he's full of them, obviously. But I just love this clip because it's like, it really illustrates for any people out there who might want to come into the franchise as a player, sometimes you got to wait literal years. Sometimes there are things that are so far out of anyone's control, like in this case, the lockdown and COVID, the pandemic, but they had their eyes on this guy for 3 fucking years.
Yeah.
And he just kind of stuck with it and was returning the calls and sending them calls. And
it's kind of why, like, I feel like the age that you should apply should go down. I feel like we're like sweet spot for Bachelorette is like 24, but I think maybe you want to just apply as soon as it's an idea.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's ever a bad thing to apply, even if you feel like you're a little young for whatever it may be. I mean, obviously this is Senior Bachelor, but that's also interesting. It means they were courting him when he was 68, which is very different than 71, at least on paper. You know what I mean? Once you cross that 70 threshold, it's a different kind of thing. So here, I just thought this was very interesting behind the scenes type stuff. Also, that he sent a picture saying, who wants to be the senior bachelor? This guy.
It's the most grandfather joke ever. He is so consistent.
I love it.
It's like the tone of all of his threads.
And I love his voice and how he's talking. I'm definitely going to be doing impersonations of him because I love his voice sounds. And he's just a very wholesome kind of guy. And when those producers called me and I said, you know, I want to, this guy, that's who, me. I'm the guy.
Old Deanie. Clues, your old Deanie is too good. I think it has to be stopped.
No, can't stop it.
It's chilling.
I just am looking so fucking forward to that season. But at any rate, just a little clip to get us warmed up here.
I mean, also, it's just like, it's kind of indicative of like his vibe going into the show. It's like, okay, he's talked into it, got produced. And also I'm like, I bet this guy didn't negotiate his salary.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. I go two ways on that. It's like, maybe he didn't because he's naive to reality television. Also, he's 71 years old. Whatever this guy has done in life, like he's been through some shit. You know what I mean? And maybe he's at a point where he's like, I'm not going to let these fucking guys dick me around, give me the money. I don't know.
I'm curious.
And we may never know that. But hopefully after he comes off the show, we're going to get a lot of tea. I think too, like, I know they've coached him, the producers have, in terms of his media appearances, what he can and can't say and all that. I got a sneaking feeling that's all going to go away once the show's over and he's doing like promotion for, like, after they've shot it and it's out and it's airing and he's going on all these different podcasts.
You think he's going to wild out on social media?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about on social media, but I think like when he goes on other podcasts and does interviews, I don't think he's necessarily going to like keep it close to the vest. I think this dude may let out some tea inadvertently.
Oh, I'm curious.
Yeah, me too. But let's move on to this next clip. In this clip, we got Gary discussing his feelings about going into the show and his unusual lack of nervousness. Here we go.
What I'm most nervous about, you know, people have asked me so many times, are you nervous that, and I've said, no, I'm really not, that I'm beginning to think I'm super naive and I need to be more nervous. But I'm more nervous about stepping on a rake and breaking my nose here at home than I am anything about the show. It doesn't make me nervous. It makes me excited. I feel energized. I can't wait, of course, but I'm not feeling too nervous about it.
Oh my God. Is this a clip from Christopher Rogers, the I'm Your Neighbor show?
Literally.
Is this The Bachelor?
Yeah. I'm more nervous about stepping on a rake and breaking my nose around the house. What? That's something that happens in like a fucking Roadrunner cartoon.
Step on a rake. He is a cartoon.
I know. But it's also just like the most wholesome, like, household accident you could have, you know, it's which no one ever does.
It's reeking of wholesome. It is insane.
But he's not nervous. And I think, or at least that's what he's saying here. If we can believe him, I think this kind of goes back to what I was saying.
As long as there's no rakes, maybe on his season, they just put a bunch of rakes around him. And they're like, that's your fear.
That's a group date.
Yeah. Rake challenge.
What's your biggest fear? Stepping on a rake around the household. The thing that I think is interesting about him saying he's not nervous, if it's to be believed, is kind of what we were talking about earlier. Like, the man is 71 years old. Nervous about what? He's gone through a life. He has children. He has grandchildren. Right. He is a widower. He's seen so much. Like, what is a reality show to him other than just kind of like a fun experience?
You know, when I first saw his picture, I was like, wait. Is it Chris Soules? Chris Soules, the next Bachelor? And now hearing him, I'm like, oh my God, it is. It's giving Soules.
They're from the same area. I believe he lives now in Indiana, but I think he's from Iowa, which is where Chris Soules is.
Oh, that makes sense then.
So maybe they got a little bit of a similar accent. But those were our first two clips, just getting you warmed up for the things to come. Up next, we have a clip from Bachelor Happy Hour, Almost Famous Crossover, Part 2. This was an episode that aired on July 13th. In this first clip, Ben Higgins, you might know him, reveals a secret about the possibility of him having been the Bachelor for a second season. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven
topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort. From the outside in. Here we go.
It's been a really fun journey. And I think if you listen back at the beginning, you know, we were both single and trying to figure it out. And then, you know, at the same time, I was thinking about going back on the show. Nobody really knows that. But I was at some moment in my life, like when I was single again, going, should I go back to be The Bachelor? Like,
are you breaking news ever, on their podcast and not ours? Did they ask you to double duty?
I've talked about this on our
it?
Podcast before. Remember they asked
you to do it back-to-back seasons? Or
not
skip a season. Skip a season.
I don't know if it was ever an official ask, but it was a, hey, are you interested? Mm. Would you ever consider it?
And okay. So it wasn't like you were in the room about
there wasn't a contract yet, but there was a mention. Yeah.
Ashley... just a professional journalist. Why are you sharing this not on our podcast?
Yeah. It is kind of on their podcast, though. This was
last week or week and a half ago.
What does she mean if it's a crossover?
I think she's just giving him shit. But the information that's coming out here is Ben Higgins was at least contacted by producers with the possibility of being The Bachelor again. I mean, mm-hmm. my mind is just fucking spinning. He said it was not back-to-back seasons.
Well, it must have been when he broke up with Lauren, like, what, a year and a half later? 2 years?
Yeah, ish. So it probably would have been instead of season 22, instead of Ari Lyndyke or Colton Underwood, we could have gotten a Ben Higgins too. Now, I don't know how I feel about that, honestly. I've been searching my feelings since I heard this clip.
It's a Bachelor alternate universe.
Yes, it is.
Like, who does he end up with on an Ari season or a Colton season?
Or do they even cast the same players? I mean, that might have restructured everything, you know? Who knows? Mm. But if we don't get Colton Underwood, we probably don't get the fence jump, which means we probably don't get everything that comes after it. If we don't get Ari Lyndyke, we probably don't get Becca Kufrin in the same way that we got Becca Kufrin. So we don't get a tropical royale.
No.
It upends really the kind of modern mythology of our beloved game, but who knows?
We don't have the Lyndyke twins.
God, there's no Alessi. There's no fetus who is born with 300,000 Instagram followers. All that said, though, who knows what else we could have gotten out of it? That would have been the only other Bachelor to do two lead seasons in addition mm-hmm. to Brad Womack.
And Ben Higgins has always been rated by the nation as one of the top rated Bachelors.
I do think it would have kicked our beloved game into a little bit more of a stronger Christian era. Not that the Christian influence isn't constantly in the game. It is. But
totally
to have a super Christian lead come back like that, again, that would have replaced Ari Lyndyke.
Yeah, when Ari's an atheist.
And Colton, he talks about faith and stuff, but not in the same way Ben Higgins did. Would have been a very different landscape, I think, in our beloved game.
Weird to think about. I'm trying to think about who would be the ring winner. Who do you think Ben would have picked from Ari's or Colton's?
I really don't know. It's hard to say. I think Hannah Godwin. There are some players that, like Tayshia, Hannah Godwin, they're just like superstars. I think throw them in any season and they're making it to the playoffs. Hannah Brown, although she didn't make it to the playoffs. But I think Hannah Brown would have been, too much for him to handle. I don't think like she's like too big, as she herself said, too bold for Ben Higgins. I think he likes somebody who's a little more subdued. I'm thinking Lauren Lyndyke probably would have done well with him.
Totally.
Something in that range. Yeah. But I'm not sure. Food for thought. And it is food we will be having in our thoughts for probably the rest of our lives, at least for the rest of mine. That's how the pit works.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We got another clip from Almost Famous Bachelor Happy Hour crossover. This was from part one of that series, also aired on July 13th. In this clip, Ashley Iaconetti gets grocery to discuss the drama of the host switch at Bachelor Happy Hour and his current relationship with Becca Kufrin. This is a good one. Here we go.
I want to talk to you guys about Happy Hour for a second. There's a little drama over the fact that Michelle and Becca weren't exactly like they didn't like the way that it was handled, where they were kind of pushed aside and you guys were brought in as hosts. Can you tell us behind the scenes how that all went down?
Sure. I don't know exactly how it went down as far as the show and them. As far like when we got offered the job, mm-hmm. I called Becca and let her know, because we were both kind of under the impression that all the podcasts were done. I was part of Clickbait for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
I just kind of like let her know. And she was honestly, she said nothing but nice things. She was like, I'm very happy for you. Like if I was in your position, I would definitely take it. So as far as our relationship goes, we're on great terms.
So Clickbait.
That's what I'm getting out of this clip. Yeah. I was on Clickbait for, about 3 years. My impersonation of him is just going crazy now. I have to rein it in.
It's
I have
going
to rein it in.
So left. I like it. It's so sloppy.
I was on Clickbait for 3 years. Okay, no. I'll try to rein it in a little bit, make it.
You got produced.
That sounds like somebody got produced. All right.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project,
there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order five pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try five pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
He was on clickbait for 3 years. It does sound like, at least from this clip, that he believed all of these podcasts were fucking dead, including clickbait, which is now still dead.
He named it, said he was on it for 3 years, thought they were all dead.
And it's almost like they're taking the spare parts from clickbait, which is Grocery and Serena, to patch together this Frankenstein's monster of the new happy hour.
Do you think this was a plan from the beginning? Like, we have three and we need to get it down to one?
Hell no. I don't think any of this shit was planned. I don't think these motherfuckers were thinking about where their next foot was going to go as they were walking. Like, I think people were getting fired. People were leaving en masse from The Bachelor over this past year. And I think all the podcasts were a fucking literal afterthought. I think like probably Becca Kufrin and Grocery and Serena were like hitting up their producers who were getting fired. And eventually they just got like, you know, an email address or something. Somebody above them was like, hey, should we still be doing this show? And they were like, oh, fuck those podcasts. What are we going to do? I feel like that's how it went down.
Depends what podcast you'll wind up being.
It still to me even seems like an afterthought. Like, the Grocery and Serena version of Happy Hour is just not, I don't know how to exactly say it. It's just like looser. It's not like, and I know that they're not like at the level of podcast hosts that Becca Kufrin was, or Michelle Young, or Rachel Lindsay. Michelle Young was like getting her chops. I would say she was kind of newest to that game. But if you go back and listen to those Happy Hours when it was Rachel Lindsay and Becca Kufrin, and they were like at the top of their fucking game. Mm-hmm. These are two seasoned fucking broadcasting professionals at that point running a really tight fucking podcast. And you can agree with them or disagree with them about whatever they're saying about anything, but the quality of their work is fucking undeniable. Now it's fucking just Grocery and Serena talking about Maybelline ads and shit and how they're bad actors. And it's like, what am I even fucking listening to? Nonetheless, I digress. I go too hard on Grocery and Serena. But I think it's interesting, too, that he's talking about how, you know, he called Kufrin and she was like, yeah, you got to take this job. Again, seasoned professional, no hard feelings type shit. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
The franchise is a fucking big asshole, but like, you have this opportunity. You have to take it. Do what you can with it. And so supposedly they're still on good terms or friendly or whatever, which I thought was good.
Yeah, I mean, you forget they're exes.
I mean, are they? She saw Grocery for all of about 5 minutes on her thing. Did he even get one-on-one time? I can't remember, but I don't think so. He turtled, I think.
Everyone I've ever talked to is an ex.
Right, because there's potential. It's like Ben Higgins was going to be The Bachelor. Look, they didn't give me an official offer, but it's a possibility. It was a possibility. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on now to the main course, which is, of course, those luscious vile files. Now,
you're literally putting your hands together like a cartoon villain.
I can't help it.
about to eat a meal.
I literally am, and I am. I feel like I am about to be nourished. I'm about to be fed by the great one and all of his luscious tids.
Feed us, daddy. Isn't that what the kids say?
What kids?
The youths. They're like, feed us. We got fed. Maybe. Mommy, daddy.
I guess I don't have enough dealings with them to know. But I'll take your word for it. So,
baby girl clues. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes,
I've gone from grandpa clues to baby girl clues in the span of a day. I love it. That is the dark energy of the pit. It can change your identity immediately. So in this first clip from the Vial Files with guest Natalie Joy from July 11th.
Speaking of grandpas and baby girls.
Oh, nice. I see what you did there. In this first clip, the Great One reveals the producing practices behind something that we all know and love, the I Loved Cleveland. This is a definite contract violation. This is definitely the Great One going into his tea cellar. I hope you enjoy. Here we go. If you want to hear these Vial Files clips, and you probably do, there is a massive amount of tea in them, and you want to get access to our live show that we do half an hour before every game, our Discord where you can submit your screams to be played on Twibbit, Pace Cases Palapa, Clues' Corner, ad-free episodes, the back catalog, and all the Digging Deepers we've ever done, you just go to patreon.com/GameOfRoses, join us in the bottom of the pit, and you will get everything that exists there. Hope to see you soon in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit. You want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit. Everyone who wants to come in, it's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit. Everyone who wants to come in, it's the pit.